Well, thank everybody for joining us, taking time out from busy Erev Yom Tov. Spend some time together, and we would normally spend on Shabbos Shuvah itself. And to spend some time this evening in preparation for Shabbos Shuvah, the learning this evening. Learning this evening will be Leilui Nishmas. My grandmother was Nifter, was killed around this period of time in the camps of Brian Labas Menashe Yisachar. In our own community, it was only last year that Nate Kirshner and Florence Kirshner, that they were Niftorim around the Yom Tov of Pesach over the course of Pesach. This is their first Yahrzeit site. And they were both people who were very, very instrumental and very important parts of our community in our community's younger years. Nate was a person, Shaleposa Girsa Mipume, that he always had a vort, an idea. Torah was always current. He was a great lover of Eretz Yisrael. And Florence was a Balas Tshuva before the time when we really knew what Balas Tshuva were, and they were not so common in the landscape. And it was out of her dedication to her husband and really the dedication to each other that they were so successful in building a beautiful home, a home that was, again, very important to our community. And our Divrei Torah should be the Ilui Nishmas. Of course, our learning this evening is for Refuah Shleima, for the Zechus of the learning B'tzibur, will bring a speedy and complete recoveries to the Cholim in our community and to the relatives of the Cholim in our communities. I have a list in front of me of those who I'm aware of, and Bezer Hashem, we will see them all come back with strength, and we will celebrate Bezer Hashem, their Refuah Shleima. Amongst Kol Choyli Yisrael Amecha, we call our Cholim, and we'll see Bezer Hashem Nisim, and as we said many times, the Torah describes about the Otzer HaMageifa. The topic that I want to discuss this evening is one that I discussed briefly about 2 weeks ago, and I'll introduce it this evening in the same way that I introduced it a few weeks ago, and I apologize for the repetition. But the topic is a topic that's so important for this period of time, and I have to say that in the early days of when Corona was making its way in Eretz Yisrael, so at the same time in the morning, I had just read that the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, so he referred to the sugya of the Meyer brachos, the 100 brachos that we see every day. Came to shul that afternoon, shul was still open, and Rabbi Yitzchak Mateshin said to me, David HaMelech in the Meyer brachos. And when we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, so I mentioned that one of the sons-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, his name was Rav Bordiansky. Rav Yitzchak Bordiansky. So he once was, when he was close by his father-in-law, Rav Shlomo Zalman, someone came to him and said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Moroni said how he was having a very difficult time. He was having some great sorrow with his own family. He asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what does one do? How does one respond? How is one mischazed in his typical humility? I'm not the person who can tell this to other people. Again, I will tell you, what I would do myself when I was in this kind of situation. He said, I would strengthen myself I would say my brachos with greater focus. I would say my brachos. When I would say baruch, I would stop and say baruch. And when I would say atah, I would say atah. And then Rabbi Yochum Bordyansky continues and says that this was towards the later years of Rav Shlomo Zalman's life, even his last year. At a time when people would come to hear of Shlomo Zalman's brachos, they would come to hear him say Asher Yotzeh, they would come to hear him say Birkas Hamazon. And he said, even in those years when I needed chizuk, so I would say my brach is better. In other words, Rabbi Yochum Bordyansky says, you see how we can always say a bracha with greater attention, with greater presence, with greater kavanah. So even if we discussed this 2 weeks ago, let's discuss it again this evening. Where was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman coming from? So he's coming from a Gemara in Menachos. Really, we'll start with a tour. And the sources that we're going to be using are sources that have been collected by an organization called Ulamot, which collects, I'm sure Mechanchim are very familiar with this organization because they prepare many, many source sheets. The reason why I wanted to use specifically these source sheets, aside from it certainly made my life easier, is because the founder and the person who runs this organization is Tzvi Reisman. Tzvi Reisman is a great Jew in Los Angeles and is in great need of a refuah shleima right now. He's a mechutan of Aaron Meir Goldwicht, and he is a very, very unusual Jew who is motza midoso, is a person who is a man of prosperity, and a man of great, great generosity. He was just met him for the first time when he came to New York maybe a month ago, because he was there to celebrate the completion of the art scroll Hebrew Mishnayos, which he funded amongst many, many other acts of philanthropy. But he's also a great Talmud Chacham. And when he gives shiurim, people from all over Los Angeles come to hear his shiurim even further beyond. So Bezer Hashem, by using his work, we will be able to mezakeh him, that he'll have refuah shleima, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him arichas yom v'shanim to continue his learning and continue his work for Klal Yisrael. So we begin with the middle of a passage of the Torah, where the Torah quotes a medrash. The Torah apparently didn't have the medrash, so he quotes that it comes from Rabbi Tanoi Goin. Now we happen to have this medrash in a Tanhuma, maybe in a Medrash Rabbah. The medrash says that David HaMelech Olav HaSholem Tikan Meyer Brachos Dichsiv Hukam. Oh, David HaMelech established that we would say 100 brachos. Why? How do we know this? What's the proof text for this? Because towards the end of David HaMelech's life, when David HaMelech says the Nevuah Acharona, the very last nevuah of David HaMelech. Eile divrei David acharonim, Nu'um David, the last nevuah that he had. Who is David HaMelech? David ben Yishai? Who come all Mashiach Elokei Yaakov Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael, the one that has been established on high, who come all, the one that's been made great by the Rabbonu Shlomo, the one that's been made great to be the one who would give us Tehillim. And he goes on to say, Ruach Hashem did there be, that God has spoken through me and given me the Tehillim of me, Laso Al Yishoni, and his words have come through my tongue. Omar Leke Yisrael, lead the bear to Yisrael. And Hashem has said, I've spoken through David HaMelech, Moshel Ba'adam Tzadik, Moshel Yiras Elohim, a ruler over man and a world, a ruler with Yiras Hashem. How does he describe himself? Who come all? He was raised up. So hukam ol is a strange phrase. It should be hukam lamala. And in fact, Rashi says that hukam ol means hukam lamala. So why does the med, why does David HaMelech use the phrase of hukam ol? Because ol ayin lamed is 100. And David HaMelech raised himself by establishing the 100. How did this happen? We don't know when this happened. But there was a time in David HaMelech's reign when 100 Jews perished a day. And they did not know why this happened. Until David HaMelech inquired. We would love to be able, we have the same question. We are not Yoideya Alma, Loha Yoidin Alma. Ad Shechokar, even David HaMelech had to inquire, even David HaMelech was unable to figure it out without Ruach HaKodesh. Can imagine that. And we will never be able to figure this out without Ruach HaKodesh. V'tiken lem Yisrael meya brachis. And David HaMelech established that every Jew would say 100 brachis a day. Prisha, one of the Meforshim on the tour, says it was one of the secrets that David HaMelech gave to the Mekubalim, to the Kabbalists. He explains that the secret of Meya, and he has a very cryptic explanation, Aled Yud Kuf Beis Chav Reish. And I believe we scratched the surface of what the Prisha is pointing out to us, is that if you take the word Litakein, or tikain, tof, yud, kuf, nun. So tof is the end of a string of letters. Tof is the mem, the 40 that's been bumped up by 10. Yud, kuf is the number one that's first been bumped up by 10 and then other times 10 to 100. And Nun is the 5 that has been bumped up to be 50. So if one rolls back the word Tikein, it becomes Meya. So there were 100 people who died. And he understood he had to make some tikkun with 100. And he chose to make this tikkun of 100 brachos. So that's the case. So let's look carefully at the sugya. If Rishon Zalman learned from this story that 100 is 100 brachos, that emphasizing our brachos is a tikkun for us, that emphasizing our brachos is a way that we can exit ourselves from tzaras, and it's based on this sugya. So let's spend a little time this evening trying to understand the sugya in greater depth. If we look at this passage in the Torah, so the Torah begins the Tanya Hayabi Meir Oimer Meir Brachos Chayev Onim Levarech B'chol Yoim V'somchum Al Drash HaPsukim. And the Torah had just listed the various brachos that we say on a given day, and they listed all our brachos, Avapil, and the brachos say for Krishma, and the brachos we say when we wake up in the morning, and he started to count all the brachos. And then the Torah said that we say these brachos when we come to shul, most of the brachos. And Torah gives the reason that even though the bracha that we say on Nosim Lesech Vivino should be said when we see sunrise and when we see the light, when we wake up in the morning, and we appreciate that we have been given that wisdom to see the difference between light, night and morning. When we say Bal Bishar Umim Shadiya Bracha, we say when we get dressed. When we say the bracha of Matir Asur Mashiach Bracha, when we're able to get up. But because people were not literate with their brachos, and in order that people should be focused on brachos, so the minhag evolved that we say the brachos as a nusach tefillah, and we say when we get to shul. So the Torah makes the point that even though we say when we get to shul, it is an obligation for every individual. And Chazal asked us that every individual makes these brachos and not see it as an obligation on the tzibur. And he quotes this Tanya, this Raisa, the Gemara in Menachos. Gemara says, Tanya, Hay Rabbi Meir Meir, Chayav Odom Levarech, Meir Brochus Bechol Yoim, Shenemar, Viato Yisrael, Moa Hashem Melekech, Shoel. David Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shoel Me'imach. Rimeri says, the source for saying 100 brachos is because Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ekev, his last year of his life, he says in Klal Yisrael, after he recorded the Chet Egel and the Luchos Shnios, V'yato Yisrael mo Hashem melekecho sho'el meimoch, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Ki im liyiras Hashem melekecho, just yiras Shemayim leleches b'chol derachov, to follow in his mitzvahs, li'avoy soy, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'avodas Hashem l'kecho b'chol levav b'chol nafshecho, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we know how the Medrash says, v'chi milsa zutris sahi. Is it a small thing? Mo Hashem, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? So one answer that the Gemara says is Moshe Rabbeinu was saying for himself, it was a milsa zutris sahi, was something that was not so demanding. But this Gemara says differently. This Gemara says, Mo Hashem Elekecho Sho'el Mimoch. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks from you Mo. He asks from you Meyo, 100 brachis. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elekecho Sho'el Mimoch. Tosfos explains Perish Rabbeinu Tam to have a Mole V'yesh Meyo Osios V'aposek, that you have 100 letters in the pasuk. The yesh meforshim, the ma'oile ba'advash meya. And some say that the word ma And the Atbash Kol becomes Meya. I don't know how to figure that out. Another time. Uba Kuntras Pirish and Rashi explain Al Tikre Ma Ela Meya Kilaymar Shechayav Meya Brachos. In other words, when the Pasuk says Ma Hashem Lekecho Shoel Meimach, Rashi learns not what does God ask from you, but Meya Hashem Elekecha, God asks from you 100. And the language that the Tosfos says, Kuleimar Shechayev Kuf Brochais, some, the Stechemet quotes an unusual source that it might even be a mitzvah in a Torah, not widely accepted. V'yeshma Forshim Kedei Lashlim Meya Ba'osi Yoseo, that some say that there are 99 words in the 99 letters in the pasuk. So if you add an aleph, it becomes 100, and that's probably the source of the rule that a gematria can be off by 100. One of the Rishonim says that we darsh in the pasuk shoel meimach mem chaf, which adds up to 100. Only problem is, it says meimach, so we can't figure that either. People have tried very hard to figure out exactly how we're going to get into the psukim. There is a charming comment by one of the great Hasidus Rebbeim. Rebbe Moshe Tzvi finished early for me, so I owe him a little Hasidus of Arts. That from the, I think, the first Chernobyl Rebbe says, the pasuk says, "Vatoyes from Hashem lekecho shalom imach mo." What does he want? He wants a little bit of humility. Mo nachnu kisalino eino. Who are we? What are we? But he said there are two kinds of humility. One is when a person says, "Mo who am I?" And there's a better kind of humility when a person takes the aleph of anoich Hashem lekecho and puts it in the mo. When a person says, "Who am I?" out of reverence for the Rabbonu Shalom. But again, be that as it may, Gemara says, and it was established by Moshe Rabbeinu. So that raises a question that we are double dipping, that there's a practice, there's a din, to say 100 brachos. And now we have three sources for saying 100 brachos. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk in Ekev, Mo Hashem Elekecho Shoel Me'imach, Rabbi Meir in the Braisa, a Medrash that Rabbi Netanoi establishes, that David HaMelech discovered this practice and established it to save the Jews of his time. And the Torah then says, "Val kein tiknu chacham and melu abroches." Chazal established these broches, and in fact, to say that Chazal established it is the easiest for us to understand, because a bracha was established in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash with the Anshei Knesset Gdola, that when they established tefillah, they established the nusach habracha. We have a reference to bracha in Chumash to Birkas Hamazon. We have a reference to bracha in Chumash, the Birchas HaTorah, and those brachas are min HaTorah. But the Rashba points out that the Birchas, the bracha min HaTorah, even the biblical brachas of Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah were not in the format of Baruch HaTorah Hashem. They were giving praise, some shevach, a freestyle praise. Gemara says very clearly, when once the benchman of Torah, person can say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for your food." That's a birchas haTorah. That's a birchas haMozim in haTorah. So, according to the Rashba, and it seems to be the easiest way to understand, is that when Moshe Rabbeinu established 100 brachos, it was 100 times he would stop and give shemach to Hashem. David HaMelech was first Beis HaMikdash was before the first Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech's takana had to be to give 100 moments to the Rebbeinu Shalom, 100 shvachim. And only in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, could we say that Chazal established the Mei Brachos as we know them. The Rabbeinu Bachi on the Kanak Kemach, in his encyclopedia, he raises this question. He says, you'll find this din of saying 100 brachos by Torah, by Avim Uksuvim. So when did it start? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it David HaMelech? Or was it Anshei Knesset HaGdola? V'nir mikol zeh, ki Moshe Rabbeinu, olam ha'shalom, right up a little hand, yizdom tchila, the achar kach shochachum, that Moshe Rabbeinu established them, but Klal Yisrael forgot. It went by the wayside. It fell. Next. Chozar David v'yizdom. David established the Mei Brachos. The achar zman shel David shochachum. And even in David HaMelech's time, after his time, so then they also forgot. It was the black books. As long as David HaMelech was there, they said the Mei Brachos. Now came the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and they reestablished it. One more time. Shemir Bachya says apparently it was three different takonis, three different times, but our obligation is an obligation that's based on the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. But I think that if we look carefully at the language of the Rambam, we'll see that the Rambam does not see it that way. So let's look at how the Rambam formulates the din of the Mei Brachos. Chai Avodim Levarech, Perek Zayin, Alochi Yadalad. Chai Avodim Levarech, Mei Brachos, B'chol Yoyim, Bein Hayom V'Laila. Person has to make 100 Brachos, 100 blessings every day, night and day. U'mohein Mei Brachos. And what are these 100 Brachos? Eilu Shloishev Yesir Brachos, Shem Oninu B'Perek Zed. The 23 Brachos is the Birchas HaShachar and the Birchas HaMapil. The Sheva Brachos Shel Kriya Shema, the seven Brachos of Kriya Shema, Shachus V'Arvis, morning and night, and then Tzitzis, and then he says Tfilin, and then the Shmona Esrei three times calculates the number of brachos, Shmona Esrei brachos, Arishisha u'shmoinim brachos, 23, Talis and Tfilin, 18 times 3 comes up to 86 brachos, 2 meals a day, each meal, 7 brachos is 14, so we make it 200. Rambam says that Bizman HaZeh, that we have 19 brachos, so we get a little bit of tolerance, a little slack, because sometimes you can't always say every bracha. He didn't sleep one night, so he can't say Amapil. He can't say some of the morning brachos. So because we had a bikurus and we had to daven for that they would perish, not bother us, that they would disband, we got extra brachos. Because what happens if a person on any given day, he says, doesn't put on his belt, doesn't get dressed or whatever. So he wouldn't say, we would not practice this nowadays. He says, if he doesn't go to a bathroom, he doesn't say, Asher Yotzar. So Tzorach Lashlim Meya Brachos Mi Brachos Shal Peiros. He has to add more brachos by having some fruit. And then he gives an example. How many vegetables I will have, so you can make a burpee adoma, and then another three, make a burpee eggs, a little bit of wine. Umoyne kol ha-brachis. And he counts his brachis at shemashlim meya bechol yom. Completes the 100 every day. Bruce Garov pointed out, based on this based on this line of the Rambam, that he believes it's actually a mitzvah to count the brachas every day. That's what I wanted to mention, that it wasn't so long ago, one of the last Shabbosos that we were still in shul. So one of the bar mitzvah boys, Mikey Kamenetsky, he dedicated his bar mitzvah drasha to the mayor of brachas, and he prepared a card for everyone with a list of the brachas. So if you have it in your siddur, you can tell exactly where you're up to. It's not a commonly practiced siddur, but it is the Brisker Rav who was mona kol brachas, who actually counted the brachas. So the Rambam certainly says that the mitzvah of counting, of having 100 brachas, is a very set regimen. And in fact, to the extent that the Rambam writes that if you're missing some brachas because you didn't keep the regimen, then you have to be mashlim, you have to complete it. The Torah seems to say the same phrase, Al-Kain Tignu Chachamim Eilu Ha-Brachas. In other words, by the time we get to the second base on Mikdash, a very well formulated Al-Kain Tignu Chachamim Eilu Ha-Brachas Al Seder Olam. Because we need to have 100 brachas, therefore Chazal established to say all of these Birchas HaShachar Al Seder HaOilim HaNagosai, the way the natural world works and it conducts itself. Hashem Mei HaBrachas B'chol Yoyim. So whereas the Rabbeinu Bachaya offers us the approach that it's all the one takona that began and was forgotten, it began again and was forgotten, seems clear from Rambam that the last takana, the last iteration, was certainly much different than the first two iterations. The last iteration had to have the nusach of Baruch Ato Hashem, and the last iteration Chazal actually identified for us exactly which brachos they want us to say. And if we look carefully at the Rambam, we'll see that Rambam has at least three chidushim, three innovations in his understanding of Mei HaBrachos. One is that it's possible that the Rambam holds you actually have to count the brachos, limnos. Number two, it would seem from Rambam that the brachos begin in the morning. Usually, and most of the svarim that deal with this explicitly assume it's a day like any other day, begins at night and ends at night. But Rambam says that these brachos, the brachos that we say, in fact, the language is Chayiv Onel Baruch Mei HaBrachos B'chol Yoyim Bein HaYoyim V'Halayla. And he begins with the brachos, the Birchos HaShachar. And he talks about Shema Shachris V'Arvis. So it seems that the Rambam is counting the brachos from sunrise, from the time they get up to the time they go to sleep, rather than the Jewish day. But the most remarkable part of this Rambam that the Rav pointed out is that the Rambam has the din of Mea brachos in Hilchos Tfilah, not in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam has Hilchos Brachos that discusses Birchas HaMozoin and Birchas HaNenen and Birchas HaMitzvah. And then the Rambam is a separate section that discusses davening. And in the seventh perek of the section of davening, he writes, Kishet tiknu chachomim divrei tfilois elo tiknu brachos acheres levarech oison. When Chazal established the three davenings during the second Beis HaMikdash, at the same time they establish many brachos. So the Rav pointed out, shouldn't, to mention it over here, I understand, but shouldn't the brachos be in the section on brachos, the bracha of Amapil, the bracha of, I can understand the Shmona Esrei belongs over here. But don't the Birchas HaShevach, the brachos we say, don't they belong in the section on Hilchos Brachos? So the Rav pointed out that the brachos were finally established as a form of bakosh, as a form of prayer. And now we can understand that the three different takonas that were made were in fact very distinct takonas. Moshe Rabbeinu's takana is after Cheder Egel, and he wants to make sure that we would maintain our sense of awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Mo Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be aware of him. Shoel Meimach, how can we maintain our awareness of Hashem? How can we maintain our Yira Shemayim? By stopping 100 times a day. Gemara says, Aloimed Pirkoi, Eino Doima Aloimed Pirko, Mea Pamim, Aloimed Pirkoi, Mea Vachas Pamim. That a person who reviews something 101 times will know it much better than if he reviews it only 100 times. And the Mefarshim say that's the idea of 100. The idea of 100 is to make it part of one's thinking, to make it part of one's nusach, so to speak. And that's what we've to a great extent accomplished in our time. When we say Yom Yirtz Hashem, when we say Baruch Hashem, Todel Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, we've been successful in absorbing the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, Me'ya Pa'amim Mechol Yoyim, to make ourselves continuously aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam that depends upon. David HaMelech was different. David HaMelech, there was a plague in his time. He was losing nefashis, 100 nefashis a day. 100 nefashis, 100 burials a day. 100 shivas. David HaMelech, chokar, he tried to figure out what's happening. His establishment of the 100 brachos was the tefillah, was a prayer that he was asking everybody to make by stopping 100 times a day and seeing how dependent we are on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chazal, when they established the nusach hatfilah, so Chazal in the second Beis Hamikdash brought together the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Takana of David HaMelech. And they asked us to stop and make our brachos and be aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we'll explain that to a greater extent in a moment. And they made it part of the tefillah, part of the prayer, part of a way of turning to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we'll also explain in a few moments. And that's how the Rambam would view the Takonas Brachis. Question we began with is, how do you have the history of the Takon of 100 Brachis? So many different sources. Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, Al-Kain Tiknu, Chachamim Zechreinim Levracha. Rabbi Nebuchaya says it was the same Takona, but it fell into disuse, and it had to be revived. It had to be reestablished. And probably it was the same takona that was reestablished. Because Rabbeinu Bachaya doesn't see any reason to say there were different takonas. But Rambam would teach us that there are different takonas. Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah of saying brachos, the Rambam says that Nimtzu kol ha-brachos kulon, shlosha min, with three different kinds of brachos. Birchas hanoyah, when we want to benefit from this world. Birchas HaMitzvah is to prepare ourselves for our mitzvah. Birchas HaYidoyah, when we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas HaShevach, when we see one of the great oceans, when we have a present moment of Bria Sa'olam with thunder, with lightning, Shein Derech Shevach VaYidoyah B'Mubakosha. And any bracha can be praise, it can be thanks, it can be requesting today, but all of it is Lizkor es haborei tomid uleyiro mimenu. So when Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu established 100 brachos, it means he established 100 moments of Lizkor es haborei tomid uleyiro mimenu. Mo Hashem shoel meimach ki im leyiro. What we call 100 moments of brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu called 100 moments of Moira of Yiras Hashem. But it's all the same. David HaMelech was at a time of great sorrow. He took the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu of being aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and apparently he taught us to be aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam and our dependence on him. Who come oil? That when David HaMelech said, how did I become the Im Zemiris Yisrael? How did I become a person that Kadosh Baruch Hu's words rolled off my tongue? How did I become the Shiach Elokei Yaakov Hukam Oil? It's all because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of my 100 brachas. Because I taught Klal Yisrael that they should stop for 100 moments and turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've told once in a while the story that when I was a Talmud of Neretz Yisrael, wanting to get some training by one of the great poskim, there was a great Jew of Sholem Eisen. Sholem Eisen was the dayan on the Eidah Charedis that was open to having Americans, was open to having young men from the Hesder Yeshivas. And he allowed us to come and sit with him. It was, and see how we passed. Those moments, that experience that Sholem Eisen offered so many people, the zchuyas that Sholem Eisen has on a yom hazeh of the psakim, of the way to address people, of the stringencies and the leniencies, the Sholem bias that his psakim have yielded, that he knows about in the Olam Hemes, but he could not have known about in his lifetime, is when you see Zechuyos Mezgalgalos, Zechuyos that keep on growing. But he was very ill, and he was very weak. And I once came to him, and he said to me, he said, Yaakov, you're not davening for me. And a person of that stature and of that age says to a kid, getting very nervous. And I said, but Rebbe, I daven for you all the time. Sholem, I still remember his name, Sholem ben Miriam. I daven Sholem ben Miriam. He said, no. If you'd be davening for me, then every Dalet Amos, you would stop and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmanus, and Sholem ben Miriam. And as all of us get older, and we know when there are Tzoris hamatridos, tzoris that are on our minds, tzoris that are define us, that are close to our hearts, we do stop every Dalet Amos. And we do say, Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanus. And that's what David HaMelech was teaching Klal Yisrael. Meya brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael, you want to have Yiras Shamayim, stop. Ein adoyme meya pamim mevachas pamim. You can't compare the two. Moina, count the times. David HaMelech said, take those moments and recognize our inability. Mo'anochnu. Moshe Rabbeinu that took Marobu Masecho Hashem, he took that Morabu. David HaMelech took the Mo'anochnu. Feel our humility. Put the Aleph inside the Memhei. Understand as we understand now how dependent we are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanus. the Melech taught us how to take those me'o moments, those 100 moments, and make them into the powerful tefillah, then Chazal said, and we are going to articulate exactly which brachas you're going to say. And we're going to make them part of your Seder Ayoim. And when you say the bracha of Matir Asurim, you're not only going to think about that you're able to stand up and stretch, but you're going to say, if I'm going to get out of quarantine, if we're going to get back into our Batei Midrashim, it's only because he's going to be a Matir Asurim. And when we say, Oy Tin Yisrael B'Sephora, and we think about the Shem Hashem that we carry, and we think about how we're able to accomplish, and we think about our tefillin, we think about if we're going to put back the crowns of Klal Yisrael and the jewels of our crown, the Batei Midrashim and the Batei Knesses, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Oy Tin Yisrael B'Sephora. So what's the difference with you hold like the Rambam or you hold like the Ben Machaya? What's the difference with you say it's the same Gezerah over and over again or if you say it was different Gezerahs? So there are discussions amongst the Poskim and we'll point out a few of them. So for example, does it have to be a bracha or can it be any Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Chachmei Ashkenaz argue whether when we say Ein Kelei Keinu, is that a bracha that counts for the Mea bracha? It's Mishneh Berurah quotes, Shabbos, we are tight for brachas. We have smaller Shemein Esrays. We have Mishol Shudas, helps a little bit. We can have Peiros in the afternoon, but we're tight. So Mishneh Berurah says that, say Ein Kelei Keinu. Mishneh Berurah says in Yom Kippur we don't say Lekeinu because there's so many piyutim. So we say many shvachim for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that discussion about whether Ein Kelekeinu counts for the 100 brachas, that's a machlokes amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Tanya Rabasi and the Itim and the Kolvay. But they're saying this, they are addressing this Nakuda, this point. According to Beinu Bachaya, the Mea Brachos is the same Takana. David, Moshe, David, and Shignes Agdola. So by saying Kelokeinu, I am so Makayim, the Mea Brachos. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana. Shechod Zav Yizudam. Rambam says, no, Chazal revamped the previous Takana. Chazal said we have to say the Mea Brachos as Brachos. And therefore, in Kelokeinu wouldn't count. Machlokes. Probably that's the Machlokes. Where there are women mechuyavis in the 100 brachis. So most of the contemporary poskim would address the issue. Moses Atzal, Shlomo Zalman say it would seem that women were not included in the technical mitzvah of Mea brachis because Talus and Tefillin are counted. Because Mariv is counted and Mariv is never became a chiyuv for women, it's in most of the rishus for women. On the other hand, Moshe Sternbach, the Tshuvas Hanhoge says, it's strange that none of the poskim ever address it befeirush. One of the svarim that was written, one of the first svarim about Hilchos Nash and Halichos Besa, says, can't find any of the poskim who address it. And Moshe Sternbach says that it's hard to imagine that women should be free of Mea Brachis because according to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Takana of Yiras Hashem. David HaMelech is the Takana of an ongoing tefillah. So Ezra Dover is that women may have not been included in the Takana of the Anshei Knesset Agdola to count out 100 Brachis every single day, which includes all the Shemein Esrei. But the idea of stopping 100 times a day to say Baruch Hashem, something to care, saying Be'ezra Hashem, Be'tzayin Hashem, that takona of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Nochai is still the takona. According to Rambam, it's maybe an old takona that may still be in place to some extent. What happens does a person have to hear a bracha? What happens if Mara says there's a shul in Alexandria that was so big that people could not hear the various brachas? It was so big that we knew when a bracha was being said. The gabbai took a flag and waved, so we knew a bracha was being said. We answered amen. We couldn't even hear which bracha it was, but we knew it. We followed. Maybe we had a good idea. So Yosef says those amens would count for the mea brachas, because there a bracha has been said. I'm saying that something I have in mind that a shevach which somebody gave is correct, and the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says I have to at least know what's being said. If I hear a bracha and I'm yotze with that bracha, then the amen, then the bracha counts for mea brachas. But if I don't even hear the bracha, if I just know a shevach was said, it doesn't count. Maybe it's this machlokes. When B'chaya says it's the same takana from David and Melech Moshe Rabbeinu to note HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times. Rambam says there was such a takana. But now it's a different takana. Now it's the takana of Anshei Knesset HaGdola to say specific brachas. L'charchila, b'di'eved. If I can't get the specific brachas, so I can say some of the brachas. To me, that the idea, whether the we look at it as a 24-hour period that begins with the night or a 24-hour period that begins with the morning, probably that also would be a machlokes. According to Ben Machaya, why shouldn't be like any other mitzvah and a bracha night to night? But according to Rambam, it is training himself to accumulate his awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he begins at night, then he goes to sleep. That's a hefsek in building up to the 100. Tzorich limnois. You have to see yourself accumulating your awareness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to see yourself moving from awareness to awareness, from point to point. It's as the Rambam's lashon is that the Torah quotes, we had a brach on hanhogas ha'olam, to watch how our days move from point to point. From action to action, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved. It has to be cumulative. It can't have a hefsek of going to sleep. But that's the Rambam's chiddush. That Anshei Knesset HaGdola then took the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu into a new takona from the second Beis HaMikdash of saying Mea Brachos. So that's what I think, that there are two approaches over here. It's a Machlekes Rambam V'Chaya. I think that we would follow the Rambam Shita of having more, that the brachas have to be articulated, that we would certainly have a preference for the brachas as they are, and as opposed to saying that they are divrei shevach, and that Chazal wanted us to look at specific moments during the course of the day and say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. To make a few moments out, and again, I discuss this briefly. A few weeks ago, but let's look at it with greater depth. Is what exactly were Chazal establishing? That we should say, Mea Brachos, the Rambam says, these Mea Brachos are 100 Bracha. So the Sefer that explained to us what a Bracha is the Sefer of the Nefesh HaChaim, of Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Chaim Volozhiner was the one who established the concept of having yeshivas. He was the one that brought together the worlds of the world of Hasidus and the world of the Misnagdim. And in his Sefer, the second section is dedicated to the concept of what is a bracha. Because after all, brachas are essential parts to our, the way that we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we normally, Yul Brachas being, we say, blessed be God. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, what could that mean? Ein Eloshein Tehillah V'Shefach, it does not mean to be blessed. Kefi Sheshumo B'Fi Amon, as most people assume, Rav Chaim Eloshein writing in the 1700s. Sharei, I'll give you a ra, give you a proof. A Gemara, it's a song, familiar with it. Kisha Omar li Rabbi Yishmael and Kodshe Kodsh. When he comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Bini, my child, Rabbi Yishmael, Barcheni, give me a bracha. Barcheni, Bini. Loi Omar Shom Shum Shevach be Barchosei. Ela Tzfila u Barkoshes Rachamim. Rabbi Yishmael didn't turn and give Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vishmol turned to the Ribbono Shel Olam and begged that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Bracheini b'ni bracheini. B'ni ana es reishai. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy with that bracha. So what's a bracha? Aval ha'emes ki baruch perushai loshin teisefes v'riboy. Ki inyin kach no es brachosi. Take this generosity they want to give you. I will increase your prosperity. I will increase your progeny. It doesn't mean I will praise your prosperity. I will bless your progeny. The Sifrei Kedoshim referred to extending a bracha to something. Nefesh HaChaim explains that bracha means to always be on the increase. And we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, we're saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should be on the increase. What does it mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be on the increase? Nefesh HaChaim explains, few chapters later. Zehu inyan abracha. You know what a bracha is? Zehu inyan abracha lo yizbarach b'chol abracha yisvat tfilos. Whenever we say a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we're saying to him, Zeu inyan abracha. Loima yisvarach b'chol abracha is v'atfilah sheperusha. We're saying teisefes v'ribui mamish k'mashmoi k'nal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in the increase. Shezeu ritzayna yisvarach mitam komus ita yisvarach. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Shenisakeinu niyachid al yidei brachis v'atfilos ha'koyches v'lomis el yoynim. That we should be able to connect what's going on in God's world and our world. We're saying we are asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us become those who can be more aware of you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Help us become Baruch Ato Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should be on the increase. Melech Olam, your malchus, your sovereignty should be on the increase. Baruch Hu creates, just like I know that you created this fruit, so that clarity, just like this fruit can relay the awareness of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, our awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam to become even greater. But this Joe Solomon explained this passage in the Nefesh HaChaim. He said there's one bracha that he cannot explain via this Nefesh HaChaim. And that's the bracha that we say before Duchening. Sha'oizcha levadacha b'yira na'avoid. That we should serve you b'yira. Baruch ato Hashem. Sha'oizcha levadacha b'yira na'avoid. Let me, as deity, with great humility, I would suggest that what we're saying is that as we're about to listen to the birchas of the brachas of the kohenim. As Hashem, we will soon hear the birchas kohenim in our own shuls and in Yerushalayim Rakodesh, Binyan Bayis. So we're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we recognize at this point that the bracha has to come from you. Sha'oyzcha b'yira navay. Sha'oyzcha that you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, may the awareness that all brachas come from you. May the awareness that the avoda that we have to provide is for you. That awareness should be always on the increase. When one understands this Nefesh HaChayim, then one can see a greater with greater appreciation. The Meir Baruchos B'chol Yom. Very quickly, where this Gemara comes up in Menachos, so it comes in the context of several Rabbi Meirs. A Meir says, Manishtana Tcheles, we call Minetz of Onim. Why do Kesh Baruch Hu love Tcheles? So the Gemara says, Tcheles Doim Yom, because Tcheles is like the waters of the sea, Yom Doim L'Rikia, it's like the heavens, it's like the Kisiyar Kovid. Rav Moshe explains, what Rav Meir was saying is that we can take baby steps with Tcheles. Doesn't say, Tcheles, think of the Kisiyar Kovid. No, Tcheles, think of the ocean. Ocean, think of the heavens. Heavens, Kisiyar Kovid. Rav Meir was teaching us that a bracha can start as baby steps. And that's why these Rav Meirs are connected together. Meir brachas b'chol yoyim starts with one bracha. It starts by stopping for one moment. But if we count 100 times, then we become a different kind of a person. It's a great story that I told many years ago that captures the idea of bracha and brings so much of what we're going through together now. Menachem Tzvi Berlin, one of the great Jews of Yerushalayim and now Bnei Brak, once went to visit Rabbi Yosef Cohen, the father of the Chevron of Hashim, David Cohen, an uncle of our own Brian Gopin. And Rabbi Yossi Cohen was very, very ill at that time. And this was the disease to which he succumbed. And when Rabbi Nachman Tzvi Berlin comes to visit him, he says, tell me something that you have never told me before. So Rabbi Yosef Cohen in his illness sits up and he says, I'll tell you something which happened 80 years ago and you can learn what I'm going through. Mariel Diskin, if Shuvalei Diskin came to visit an elderly aunt or cousin of his family. She was terribly, terribly ill. When he came into the room, Shuvalei was taken aback because he saw the terrible situation that his aunt was staying in. All over, the odor was terrible. Terrible, terrible odor when he walked into the room. And he comes to this woman and in brief conversation, she's aware of the terrible state that the room is in. And he says, don't worry, once every 2 weeks, a woman comes and cleans the room. And Mariel Diskin was there for a short period of time and he begins to prepare himself to leave, and she says to him, give me a bracha for Arichus Yamim that I will live a long time. And the woman saw in Mariel Diskin's face that he was saying, but you want this Arichus Yamim? This is how you want to live? So the woman says to Mariel Diskin, once every 2 weeks, someone comes, cleans me up, cleans the room up, and it smells good. And for an hour or two, I'm able to say brachos to Rabbanu Shalom. And I only have an hour or two to say it. Because after that, the room becomes terrible and they can't say brachas anymore. But for those 2 hours that I can say brachas, everything's worth it. Everything that we are confronting in the last 2 or 3 weeks and all the changes that we've made is because the preciousness of life. Disbanded our shul that our tefillah b'tzibur we go, so many of us will have siddurim that will have to be strong and be mechazek ourselves to be happy and be cheerful and have a yom tov seder, and it won't be easy. And it's only because we know what it means to safeguard life and to safeguard health, and we know it more than anybody else. Because a moment of life is not only a moment of health and of accomplishment and of nachas and of being able to help somebody else out. It's a moment when we can say a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Now I want to go a little bit deeper just for a few moments and share with an insight of where a bracha takes you to. It begins with moment by moment by moment. But how does a bracha accumulate to be made upon it? And what was David HaMelech accomplishing? For this also, I want to go back to the Nefesh HaChaim, but a different Nefesh HaChaim. One, a few prokim later. Shar Gimel. Also a passage which is oft quoted in the yeshivas. Ube'emes. Hu inyan godol usugula niflal haser ulevatl me'olov kol adinim uretzoynes acherim. I'm going to tell you something which is a very powerful tool. That with this, when it's able to disband any decree which is against the person, anything that anybody would want to harm us, or any power in the world that wants to do us bad, when a person has that pure awareness of the overwhelming, of the uncompromising power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he is Yochid Umyuchad Ba'ilamai, Ein Oid Milvadoi, that there is nothing else in this world, there is nothing that happens without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzin, umevatel b'libay bitul gomer, and is able to say in his own heart, I know what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. I have to do my yeshtaglus, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen, will happen. Ein mishkiach kolal al shum koyach v'rotzin ba'olam, and he's mishabed himself v'dabik b'toyer machshavtai. It's a very high madrega to reach. There is a story that's often told in the yeshivas that when the Briskerov and his children were fleeing and the Nazi regime, and they got on this train, and the Nazis would check the train once in a while. Briskerov said to his children, "Ein oid milvadoi. If you have ein oid milvadoi in your mind nonstop, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you." Germans would go backwards and forwards, and they wouldn't look at the Briskerov and his children. There was a few minutes where one of the Germans stopped by one of the Briskerov's children and asked to see his papers. I don't know what happened in that moment, but he procured for him. He gave him something, gave it back to him. And the Briskerov said to his son, he said, "I told you not to stop." He said, "You're right." He stopped for a few minutes. Nefesh HaChaim, it's a misserv of Nefesh HaChaim. It's a high madrega to reach, but I believe that's where David HaMelech was taking us. David HaMelech was taking us that if a person has meya brachos b'chol yoyim, and he's able to come l'toyar machshavtei, to this level of thought, recently, then that level of thought is one that becomes this protection. Hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us each one kefi midosai. We don't have to live on the madrega of the briskrov nefesh achayim to be able to have the full usage of this approach. Speaking a few days ago with the Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael of Nissan Lederer, and I asked him, tell me what you're going to say in your Seder. So he said, I'm going to say this Nefesh HaChayim. And I'm going to explain that the Chazal say that as the Makkos were happening in Mitzrayim, the Shibud, the enslavement began to become weaker and weaker. I'm going to explain that as the Makkos were happening, the Jews were becoming part of this idea of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That as the Makkos were happening, Ani Hashem bekerev haaretz, Ani Hashem, every Makkos showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-embracing and infinite power. His omnipresence was part of their lives. And as they became and were so embraced and embraced the Kadosh Baruch Hu's yichud olam, his omnipotence and his omnipresence. So then the Makkos began to recede, the Shibud began to recede. Because who in yon godol school in the floor, lahosir levat me'alav. If a person wants to be seek protection. So one way to seek protection, if you see a person of great power, see the melech take to the streets, and you hang out with the king, and you hang out with powerful people, and you're misyadeid, and you become their bodymen, their bodyguards. You become their partners, you become part of their entourage. So no one starts off with the king. So no one starts up with the entourage of the king. Inyan Goldo the school in the floor, the person, David learns from David HaMelech, May of Brachis, stopping to think, ultimately we will become people that have access to the awareness of the Rabbonim. And I think that that's one of the ways of understanding Chayiv Odom Laharis Es Atzmoy Kiliyotsumi Mitzroyim, that to say that we see ourselves as Jews who left Mitzroyim, Madrega, that's hard for me to even imagine. But to say that I have a Zer Anpin of the awe that the Jews had when they saw Makkah, to say that we stand in our homes, disrupted our lives, segregate our families because there's an Gzeiras HaMelech that no one can figure out and no one can stop. That the best that people will think of is flattening the curve. So we have a Zer Anpin of what the Jews were saying, Kani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. Ani Hashem. I think that the Nefesh HaChayim gives us insight into the difficult phrase, Kishem Shemevorchim ala Tevekach Mevorchim ala Ra. Rishonim say has to do with Simcha. But maybe there's another Madrega. Kishem Shemevorchim ala Teva, just as a person says, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your presence should be so clear to me and so clear to everyone. We should all become Kalim tools through Baruch Hu Megal himself. When difficult times happen, a person makes a tzedek adin la'aleinu, he's also saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are kelim through which your presence becomes known. That's, I think, the Leil Shimurim. Why is the night of Pesach considered to be a night when we can disband with some of our practices of Shmira? Thing is because on Leil Pesach, everybody achieves a measure of this school in the floor. Everybody achieves a measure of Yichud Aboyre. Everybody achieves a measure and being mevatel ourselves of nomi kinesha mikerev aretz. And perhaps that helps us understand why after benching and before we begin the hallel, we open the doors and say shvoicha moschal agoyim, one of the most difficult passages. Such a nice and pleasant evening, and we're celebrating, and we're hopefully have happy hearts, and we're celebrating because Baruch Hu's choosing of Klal Yisrael, and we're celebrating because Baruch Hu's great kindness to Klal Yisrael, and we had a beautiful meal, and then what seems so anachronistic, we go to the Shafoy Chamos, who mentioned Chamos, that they don't know you. And perhaps the Baal God is saying, Jew, Yid, now's your time to express skula nifla. Now is the time to express that now's the time to say, I am part of the entourage of the Rebbeinu Shalom. No one can touch me now. Because Yichadati is Bari. Because I understand what it means to be a Niyash and be care of Orbits. Because I understand what Yochid of Yuchid Bailamai. It's not an expression of anger or of hatred. It's a Asher lo yedoucha. As those who don't know what Baruch HaTorah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam is. It's out of a sense of akirva to Ribbono Shel Olam. Out of a sense of an ava, a love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu extends to me. So for a moment we express that we are the people Asher Yedoucha. And Asher B'Shimcha Karo. So remember Abayisai, we began the parsha and the Mea Brachis with the story of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he was mischazek an entire life of sanctity, of saintliness. He was always able to say, I can say my Baruch Atah Hashem better. And his advice to us that by saying Baruch Atah Hashem better, we learn from David HaMelech to take the Baruch of Moshe Rabbeinu, to take those moments of awe and of reverence and of yira, and to make the moments of prayer, moments of tefillah, moments of dependence on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to follow Chazal's mandate that David HaMelech taught us, how a moment with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can become a moment of tefillah, a moment of bakasha, how we should be stopping every dalet amos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmonos, Kadosh Baruch Hu have rachmonos, die letzariseinu, bring us back. We're davening at home. Stop for a moment and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to get back to the Bate Knesses, back to the Bate Midrashes. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to have the prosperity to take care of your children. We want to be able to be kalim, to the Gilui Elokos, to be able to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu further and further. We should ask big. We should ask Matei Otzer HaMageifa that it should stop in its tracks. We should ask that it should stop in a way that no one can understand it should stop. Agili Elukis, Baruch HaTo Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam. That the world will see Malchus not only in the reverence of God's presence, but in the reverence of God's Yeshua. We should ask even bigger. We should ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back to Yerushalayim. We should have the Gula Shleima. Our Eimelitz are a Seidu Dai. We began with David HaMelech saying, who come all? Who come all? Libi Oimerli, that the Sefer of Shmuel begins with Vatispalel Chana Al Hashem. And the Sefer of Shmuel ends with David HaMelech referring to himself as the king Shehu Kam Al. Sefer of Shmuel begins David HaMelech's Mesorah comes from Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi comes from the Tefillah of Chana. It was a night when Hannah, who didn't have children, and every yomtiv she spent time with her Sarah, who had children. And there was a time when we're familiar with the story. When Elkanah says to his wife, "Am I not better than 10 children?" And finally, of all the years of Hannah being able to put up with what we would call, in modern terms, some kind of abuse, or just an abusive situation, and pain, shelo neida. And she says, "Vayoyimer lo Elkanah isha Hannah lo mativki lo malei seichli lo ma yere levave chalei nechi teiluch mehasara." V'atokom Hannah. Hannah gets up. To that moment, she realizes that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. She has a moment of the Meir Brachos. It's her and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tispal al Hannah, v'tispal al Hashem. She knew it was only the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was all al Hashem. David HaMelech is the result of that moment of it tispalel al Hashem. Rabbi, we are all but tispalel al Hashem. We all know Kadosh Baruch Hu will hear our prayers. We all know how dependent we are for those moments of life. We all know much with them. And a moment is a moment of saying a bracha. And we know that David HaMelech told us that because of it, tispalel al Hashem, he became the king shehukam ol. And he taught us that great gift of being able to say mea brachis. Bez Hashem, we should learn how to say very, very difficult. It's a very big challenge to say bracha as well. I know personally to stop and say a bracha with kavana, it's very difficult. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu will see our ishtalos, he'll see that we're trying, he'll see that we catch ourselves, he'll see that we say a baruch a little bit better, not a little better. We're from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So I'll say a little bit of a better baruch now, a little bit of a better vatana. I'll have more moments of mitispal al chana, and then I'll have moments of hukam al. And then we'll have the great night of Leil Seder, a night when many of us will have to be mitchazek. We'll have to make ourselves stronger. We'll have to find sources of yomtiv within ourselves. And as I said the other night, and if we're segregated from our families, so we will take moments of pride that our families are having sedarim, and that the Messiah continues. And that we know the Messiah continues. And that's a moment of great simcha and great success. And instead of bowing that they don't see it right here in front of me, say, Baruch Hashem, that I have children who are making a beautiful Seder in a different place. Because that means that I can take pride in their children and their children. And say, Baruch Hashem, I was part of a Messiah. And have to be mechazek ourselves, that we can have moments of yichud abore, moments where the omnipresence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it was clearly revealed to the Jews in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the way that we are seeing it right now. Take advantage of these moments, difficult moments, but there are moments of great reverence for the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are moments of being awestruck by Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are moments when we say, "Kishem Shem Baruch Hu Al-Ra," too many times. And in Zechus, on the observance of all the mitzvahs, and Leil Seder, Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, "Letzareisenu Dai." Because Rachel will say it's now time for Mubarak and Allah Toiv. And we will celebrate each other's Simchat Vet Hashem. and we'll celebrate each other's yeshuas, and we'll learn the gift of being able to make brachos over and over and over again, all of us together, Bez Hashem, celebrating each other. Wish you all a good Yom Tov and Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.